Partly cloudy and brisk and chilly today. It'll only be in the middle 40s, and then in clear cold weather tonight, 30. It'll be sunny Thursday, low 50s, cloudy Friday, low 50s. Right now, rain and wind seem likely on Saturday, and then some clearing and blustery Sunday. Many people ask, how did you get started in weather? So here is the story. I'll make it short, of course. As a teenager, I was into bands and performing all over the place. We had a real big show scheduled. It was in the month of February on a Sunday. I figured I would watch TV and see what the weather would be. This guy called Tex Antoine, he was dressed like an artist, you know, one that paints, said that the Weather Bureau, which is now the National Weather Service, was forecasting flurries for Sunday, but he would keep the shovel handy because he thought they were going to be wrong. Well, kept in back of my mind, come Sunday, it was cloudy, we went to the show, we performed. When going to pack the cars and ready to leave, a blizzard was in progress. I said to myself, how did that guy know? He was right, and the Weather Bureau was wrong. Off to the library to read about weather. By the time I graduated high school, I knew that I wanted to be a meteorologist. So following college, I got a part-time job doing weather for PBS Channel 21 on Long Island. From there to a new TV station on Long Island, Channel 67. That station went under like after 3 years. And I was actually forced to start my own weather service called Metro Weather. Early in the period, I started off with radio, WHLI, and radio, WALK. And then it just continued to boomerang, you know, and it continued to grow. Still working early, midday shift. But what is important here is that I had the opportunity, still do, to do what I really wanted to do. And I didn't have to settle for the second best. So the lesson here is you make a plan, you focus, and you do what you love the most, and the rest of your life will follow. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.